This is the audio guide covering how to get to the confusing cave system from the mainland. For this guide, I am starting on the beach of the mainland just south of where the river dead ends into the beach. I'm going to walk to the left side of the river. That would be the west side, so now I have the river on my right side. The first thing I'm going to do is get out a compass and make sure I am facing exactly north at 0 degrees.
North at 0 degrees.
Good deal. Now I'm going to get out my bike and just start biking north. I should just about be at the entrance to the desert. Yep, there it is. I'm going to continue north till I hit the map border, which is a travel point.
To travel into the deep expanse of desert, press shift enter.
Now I'm not going to enter into the desert here. Instead, I'm going to turn west at 270. Just make sure I'm facing exactly 270.
West at 270 degrees, bike.
And now I will continue to bike west until I hit the map border. I am just about at the western map border. You'll hear the ambience change. There we go. Now I'm going to turn north again. Make sure I'm facing north.
Compass. North at 0 degrees.
Now I'm on this travel point. What I'm going to do is hit shift enter to go into the desert. I'm going to bike and run forward until I get to the travel point.
Just to continue away from the desert.
To continue away from the desert. There we go. I am away from the desert, and now I am in the wasteland. What I'm going to do now is walk to the right, so I'm on the travel point into the desert. I'm not going to go into it, but I'm going to bike north at 0 degrees. You could run if you can't bike. And what I will be doing is listening for the travel point to change, or I'll be hitting the northern map border. The travel point doesn't line up with the northern map border. It's about 25 or 30 tiles short of it. So if you hit the map border, what you have to do is backtrack and run backwards until you get to the travel point. I should be reaching that was the travel point changing. You heard that? I'm going to go to the map border just to show you. All right, so here's the map border. I'm in the corner of the map. Now, if I run backwards, that was the northeast corner. You'll hear the travel point change and my tile change to deep sand. What I'm going to do, hit shift enter. Now I'm going to run forward until I get to the campground travel point.
Just to walk out of the deep expanse of desert, press shift enter.
Hit shift enter.
Walk out of the desert into what looks like an entrance.
Now I'm in another entrance to the desert, but this entrance is on the campground map. I'm going to jump over the fence.
Current location, abandoned camping ground.
Now I'm going to continue to bike north until I reach the shallow wide brook, or whatever the name of it is. I should be hitting the brook any second now. There
abandoned
it is. I'm in
near
the mud
white.
Next to it. What I'm going to do is turn east and face east at 90.
East at 90 degrees. Bike.
Now I'm going to bike east at 90 until I hit the far eastern map border of the campground. I should almost be at the eastern map border now. There it is. Now I'm going to walk forward till I hit the map
your
border.
To continue into the rocky spring. Press
I'm not
going to
continue into the rocky spring because I'm looking for the confusing caves.
The deep part of the brook.
I'm going to dive down into the deep part of the brook. And I'm going to walk to my left.
Press shift enter to continue downwards in the current. Warning.
Oh, let's
listen
to that whole thing.
Press shift enter to continue downwards in the current. Warning. Once you continue, there is no going back this way.
That's right. Once you go to the confusing caves, the only way out is
you
to find
down
your
into an underground river.
Hitting shift enter. Now I'm going to hit page up. Now the River of Tears. It was actually named the River of Tears because when Diana was testing it, she gave herself teardrops and dropped them all over the map when I made it. But that is how you get to the confusing caves.